Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in so faithful. I just realized October 18, 2013, and until now, I've been on for 7 years, and I thank God for that. And I thank God for the ones that has been following me and has been encouraging me and has been there every step of the way and has been praying for me, because you just don't know how your words of encouragement inspires me to go on and to do the will of the Father, knowing that God is pleased with what we are doing for his kingdom. And I also want to encourage you, if you want to discuss a certain topic, please feel free to drop me a line at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Also, if you will also encourage someone to log on, I'm on every Monday at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time, live. And also, you can go back to the archives and listen to the archives as well, because there are some great revelated topics of discussions that Apostle Leger and myself was being led by the Holy Ghost and delivering each and every week. I just truly thank God for what he's doing and what he's about to do, and even how he's moving in the midst of everything that is going on. I truly thank and I praise God for being just what he is, the God of his word, the God of purpose. He's a faithful God. He's an all-knowing God. He's an everlasting God, and I just give him thanks and praise for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I also encourage you, if you have a question or a comment, or if you just want to just give a little quick testimony, to call in at 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. So let's get started. Our topic for today is discovering the plan of God for your life, discovering the plan that God has for your life. We have many people that is walking around here that don't even know what their purpose is or what the plan of God is for your life. So then today we are going to discuss what is the plan of God for your life, because everyone have a different plan. God have different assignments and different plans for our lives. So on today, you're going to discover how you know what is the plan of God for your life. Thank you, Apostle AJ, for tuning in on today. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Doing well, man of God. We're going to take this topic straight from Jeremiah 29:11, because God say he know the plan he have for us. And everyone has a plan of life that God has for us. But most people don't even realize what the plan is. They are basically going on what somebody else said that is their plan for their life. And they actually don't know what God is saying. So, man of God, how can a person know what a God is saying about their life?
Oh, woman of God, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start by saying that an elder once told me, she said, if you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. A lot of
us
are in the position and we're in the time where we're trying to get God to certify our plans. But the Bible tells us specifically that his ways aren't our ways and his thoughts aren't our thoughts. So it's very important understand as a believer that a lot of times what God have for you to do is not necessarily something that you either want to do or something that you're uncomfortable doing. I laugh because it's a lot of things that I wanted to do as a man in my teens and as a man in my 20s that I wasn't able to accomplish because God had other plans for me. But when you know that God has when you know what plans are the best laid plans from God are the ones that he'll want you to do, that'll be the ones in some cases where you're not necessarily comfortable, or you'll be necessarily in a position where you feel like you're too stretched. And those particular plans you know, because again, you know, we sometimes, God, well, all the time, we should know that God sees the potential in us and sees way to the future when all we could look at is the present day. But I didn't know the strength, woman of God, that I had until God began mm-hmm. to stretch me with the plans that yeah. he had for me. I'm telling you, yeah. you will not understand the plan of God, and you will not know the will of God until God lay those plans out for you and show you how to stretch, show you how to be uncomfortable, and show you how to mm-hmm. heal all at the same time.
Wow. And, man of God, what would you tell the people? Because you said a very powerful word there, to stretch, to make yourself fit the plan of God for your life. What do you tell the people that goes through that and is so painful to some because they don't want to conform to God's plan? Because, first of all, it's a very uncomfortable. And just like you said, you had your plan already for your life because it was going to be like A, B, C, and D. But when God come in and when God altered it, it disrupts everything in your life. And there comes a period to where some people may not want to follow the plan of God because it's so painful. What type of advice can you give that person?
Ooh, woman of God, I'm going to tell you, when the Lord begins to stretch you, you'll find mm-hmm. yourself in situations where not only you are uncomfortable, but you'll find yes. yourself in situations, woman of God, where it's some people that he'll put you around you didn't see yourself being around. He'll put you in positions mm-hmm. in ministry that you never thought you would see yourself being a part of. Sometimes yeah. he'll call us to certain jobs and certain areas for us to have multiple streams of income that we never would have thought of and we never would think. And, you know, woman of God, I know all this to be true. And mm-hmm. to the people of God who has this, you know, going on currently in your life, when it's nothing wrong with being stretched, because when you're being stretched, you're being processed. And one thing mm-hmm. I love about God, God's plans, woman of God, is like an elevator. Mm-hmm. It go up and down. Don't stay stuck in between. So I love yeah. that about God, you know, how he does what he does, and he does it in such good ways until the point you don't even realize that you are a part of the plan all along. You know,
wow.
I'm in life. I never thought mm-hmm. I would be there because my bloodline said no. You know, I never thought,
yeah.
you know, some position I would see in life because my enemies said no, and they couldn't see that for me. But when I'm telling you God has a plan, when he has a plan and it's the best laid out plan, he'll stretch you,
mm-hmm.
he'll prepare the tables, and he will process you. But all you have to do is yield. And so many people fight the plan of God, woman of God, because it's something that they're uncomfortable by, or it's something
mm-hmm.
that they didn't want for themselves. But the sad part about that is, you cannot outrun the inevitable. If you could outrun the inevitable, Jonah wouldn't have been in the belly of the fish. If you could outrun the inevitable, Job wouldn't have went through all what he went through. If you could outrun the inevitable, Jesus wouldn't have suffered the way he did before he hung, bled,
mm-hmm.
and died. So it's more easy to allow God to drive the car than for you to try to constantly pump the brakes.
Yes. And you said something so crucial right there, how many people are really afraid of the plan of God for their life, especially once they see the bloodline, where they came from. Because some people, and I've witnessed this, will kick against the plan of God because of the fact they don't think they are worthy of the blessings of God because of where they came from, and also because they don't want to be fighting against their family members or hearing the talk, you saying about they think they all of this because they got this and they got that. Basically, they don't want to endure the warfare.
Right.
So what do you say about that, man of God? Because I have seen some people will just live below their means just to satisfy somebody else because they don't want to endure any backlash.
Woman of God, I completely understand that. And I see so many people live that way because sometimes our bloodline and those attached to us will teach us how to be inferior. Or they'll teach us how to be in only a certain box. Problem with that is that misery loves company just as much crab pulls down other crabs in the bucket. How are we ever going to get where we need to get in God if we allow the enemy to assist us in being our own enemy? One thing I know, and I know for a fact, I understand my daddy was a whoremonger. I understand my daddy was, you know, he suffered with drug abuse. I completely understood even that my daddy didn't have a high school education. But one thing I knew was I didn't want it for me. All my cousins around me, they suffered the same fate. They stayed in, you know, incarcerated. They stayed whatever they did. And had I listened to them, the more, woman of God, you go up, people who are inferior and refuse to follow the plan of God for their life, the more you listen to them, they'll make you feel if you excel in educationally, you think you're better than them. If you get a better paying job than them, you should take care of everybody around you. And the third thing they'll tell you is, if you deeply rooted and have a awesome relationship with Yahweh, your bloodline sometimes will tell you that it don't take all that and you're not the same person anymore because you don't do exactly what they do. They are lying, the truth not in them. The father of lies uses sometimes those things which are familiar, our bloodline, our family, our friends, certain situations, to try to stop the plan of God over our life. But don't you dare feel inferior. Don't you dare feel like you're too much. Neither, don't ever feel like you are offending God because you're offending them. Because I guarantee you, if you're offending them, you're not offending God.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so true. And, man of God, it's sad because many other people are, some people are like that now. They are just refuse to allow God to give them a plan for their lives. And there is gonna come a time when God is gonna just kick you and just give it to you. Because I know it's some things in my life that I had to just buckle down and just say, okay, God, just do what you feel, because just like you said, you will be so uncomfortable. You cannot rest. You cannot do anything. You'll be feeling like you are a misfit among everyone else until you say yes to the will of God, and that coincides with the plan that God has for your life. You have to give him the yes. Yes, God, I will do this. Yes, God, I will do that. Otherwise, the plan is not going to come to fruition because of the fact you haven't said yes. And I believe that's why a lot of people are messed up today, man of God. They're walking around like zombies, and they're just trying to, like, attach themselves to people who knows the plan for their lives. And they don't want to humbly submit to allow God to show them. Do you feel like that there would be too many hurts and back issues that would come up from their past when God displays the plan he has for them?
Can you repeat that, woman of God? You kind of broke up.
I was saying the reason why some people may feel like they don't want to allow God to show them the ultimate plan is because they may feel like their past will resurface. Because I know when I had to get the ultimate plan of God for my life, it was some things God had to show me that I had to repent of, and I had to get right before, you know. So do you feel that is the plan as well?
Yes. And I say that because, woman of God, can't nobody bring up your past verbatim, word for word, more than the enemy. And
yes,
I've never understood, woman of God, I've never seen in my day so many people who swear they pay no attention to you could pull your file at any given time and tell you everything you've done in the past. Why I laugh at that is because if folks, woman of God, would spend that same amount of energy on remember what you're doing wrong and would take that and would intensify their relationship with Yahweh, woman of God, they would be far off. Why I laugh at that as well is because just because you're bringing up my past don't mean that that's going to disqualify me for the plan that God has for me. Just because you're bringing up my past, because the enemy brings up your past as a way to discourage you. Woman of God, that used to discourage me when people would bring up my past when I was up against the plan of God. And it would make me push back because the enemy would use, you know, the attacks from my past to make me feel inferior. But what I like about God is now that I have I've intensified my relationship with him and I understand his will, when people bring up my past, it makes me draw closer to God because I feel validated. I'm going to tell you why I feel validated. I feel validated because if they're able to say what you've done in the past, that means you're not perfect. If you look inside of the Word of God, there's a ton of imperfect people who were used the best. So if you have, if you had issues in the past, and they're able to throw it at you, all they're really doing is validating you, and they don't even know it.
That's it. Just free advertisement, free advertisement. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Free advertisement. I say that all the time, man. I say, let them talk because it is free advertising. Free advertising. And it will build you up. It will build you up because it really lets you know you are doing something worthwhile. You are in the plan of God. And I always tell somebody, if the devil never come up against you, you better check your salvation. You better check your salvation because you are a friend of him or, honey, it's something going on. So, we are in the right up plan when things are going wrong. So, man of God, you have any last words to tell the people? Because this is a good topic because I really wanted to discuss this because we have so many people that are walk around that do not know the plan of God, and we are fin to begin a brand new year, and then it is time to do what the Lord has called you to do, but then you ain't going to know what to do unless you allow him to reveal his plan for your life. So you have any last words?
Woman of God, what I will say is never trust the problem, but trust the process.
All right.
One thing for a fact is that if you learn how to trust the process, you'll understand that the problem was put in place for you to go through the process. When you have, when you really understand that you are in the plan of God and you have are the apple of God's eye while you're in the plan of God, then you'll understand that everything that you did during the process gets you to that very thing that God planned all along.
Yes. Thank you so much, Apostle. This was so good, and I pray everyone would just grab hold to this revelation and grab the plan of God for your life and walk in it. So until we meet again next Monday, everyone have a blessed week and be safe. So thank you, Apostle. You have a blessed week.
You too. God bless.
God bless you.
Your way, Lord, we in this place.